You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is intolerable now that, you know, the Browns haven't been doing? They've had a couple of accidental playoff appearances, and that was enough to get Kevin Stefanski two Coach of the Year trophies. What's so different about this year that justifies making, you know, big changes? They went all in with Deshaun Watson. It blew up in their faces. It robbed them of three first-round picks plus guys who could be key parts of the team right now. We're living with the aftermath of that disastrous trade. Why did we expect this year to be any different? I guess that's the way I look at it. So why should Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski be fired if we're still living in the jet wash of that horrendous Deshaun Watson trade?
Wow. That's a perspective we have not heard yet. And no one said that. And then the other part that he brought up was...
We've talked about that.
I don't know. Maybe you're hearing it from Mike. It got louder for me.
He has no fight.
He has no dog in the hunt.
No dog in the fight.
Yeah, no dog in the fight. But my bigger point that he made was about the fact that no matter how bad the Watson deal may have been, all of those guys take partial responsibility for it. When on the outside, it looks like it was 100% on the owner. That's, at least to me, that's how it looked. That the Watson deal was on the owner. And that these guys all have his back in that situation.
Well, no, he said nobody has stepped out and said, boy, I didn't want that.
Yeah.
Nobody has.
Which, now, is that them saying, would they sat in a room when they decided to make the decision and said, okay, if we're going to do this, we're in this together, and we are in this, you know, through thick and thin. And that's where they've been. And is that loyalty worthy of another year on top of the fact that you're saying that, you know what, it was a mistake. We knew we were going to bring in all these young guys this year. We knew it was going to be a struggle. Here's where we are. And so I'm not going to penalize you guys for that. You're not getting fired. We'll move forward. And we're going to try to fix this thing while you're all still here.
That, to me, Andy, is how they both survive. That's the only way.
I agree. They both survive.
That's the only way. And Mary Kay didn't think that.
They're all jumping on the grenade. Is that what you're saying?
No, it's this.
Well, they've all jumped on the Watson grenade.
Well,
true?
Nobody's jumped off of it. How's that?
DePodesta could have already, and he hasn't.
Well, nobody has said anything. You know, that's whatever. Only the owner, only the guys involved know exactly how that came about. And again, if the owner wants to take responsibility and say, I dumped this on you guys, and that's why you're going to be back, then that's their prerogative, and that's what Mike's talking about. And that's what I've mentioned. And, you know, if the owner said, yep, we messed up, but boy, I sure don't like what I see regardless, well, then one or both could be gone. You know, it truly depends on how the Haslams want to approach it. If they think they have good people and that they put them in a terrible spot, then they might survive. But Andy, wouldn't you say this is accurate? If the owner has to come out and say, boy, we took a big swing and a miss at the quarterback.
Right.
And one of his employees was solely responsible for that. Wouldn't that employee be gone?
At the end of the season this year? Yes.
No.
Immediately?
Several years ago. Maybe that employee is gone. Maybe he now runs a baseball team.
I don't know. I'm not buying that.
I'm not either, but I'm just throwing that out there.
Especially because, you know, I had some conversations that when that deal first came down, like Dee Podesta wasn't around. I just kind of feel like he wasn't.
He was on the payroll.
Yeah, no, he was on the payroll, but I don't know that he was 100% behind that. Based on conversations I've had with other people.
Well, then who was? Ownership?
Oh, for sure. Had to write the check.
Okay. Well, then that goes into what might happen coming up early January.
What else did Florio say that? I thought that Florio made interesting points. The points about...
Gee, there's a stunner, huh?
Well, he always does. But I mean, he makes you think.
Yeah.
And I think the reason whether you agree with what he's saying or not, he's coming at it from a different perspective than we are that are sitting in this, you know, Jeff and I'll sit in for at least 20 hours a week with you. And I think that his perspective sometimes is a little bit eye-opening.
We'll see. We'll see what happens coming up at the end of the season. You know, decisions that will be made at the end of the season will be finger-pointing. I mean, if you're just looking at how this team has been coached this year, well, you would change the coach. And if you're just looking at how this team has been put together, well, then you would change the general manager. That's real clear, isn't it?
Yeah, I just don't. I'll go back to the other question then.
You have three
then.
Wins for the second year in a row.
Is it a two for one then? Well, if they make the move, is it a two for one or is it a...
That's up to the Haslams. If I'm making a move, I'm changing both or I'm keeping both. They're a package deal in my mind.
Well, we'll see. We'll see how it plays out. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. There was another story that when we had talked earlier today about with Mary Kay Cabot, she talked about Super Bowl windows and that this is now Super Bowl window two that they feel like they'll go into with the draft this year. Help me, Jeff. Where was Super Bowl window one?
Well, Mary Kay said it was when Deshaun got here.
How'd that go?
You answer. You know,
I have no answer because there is none.
I don't think there have been Super Bowl windows. I don't think they're entering one. And it's Dan said it earlier. Window of contention. Okay, well, it's not open yet. This team's not ready to contend. Could it be after another draft and another offseason? Yeah, maybe. Maybe, but it's the way this team's built right now. It's not ready to contend. Not even ready to contend in the division.
Yeah, I don't...
In a division that's sitting there waiting to be won.
So Super Bowl window two starts when? It started with the draft last year? Is that what the point was there?
I guess I'm a little confused. I guess. That's what she said.
Do you see a window of opportunity for this team moving forward?
Well, a window of opportunity. You have some good young players.
Okay. I mean, if there was a year to do it, I don't know. I look at, you know, Pittsburgh wins again last night, and man, if there was a year to get this thing to turn around, this would have been the year to circle because it is not.
But the roster wasn't in any position for that, Andy. The roster stunk.
I kind of feel like if you stay healthy on the offensive line, which didn't happen, right?
Yeah, but that offensive line...
You would have picked up a wide receiver somewhere along the line that could truly help you.
Yep.
You didn't.
The line didn't stay healthy, and you didn't have, apparently, good young offensive linemen ready to step in. They tried with Zach Zinter, but... But Zach was injured this week, and he hasn't shown.
He's been injured for a lot of the season.
Well, and he hasn't shown the ability yet to make you think he could step in and you'd be confident about it.
Yeah, that. The only thing I feel good about the line now is that Whipler's probably going to be your next guy in, and that he'll probably be starting next year at center, if that's the what they have to do.
Unless Posick's able to come back.
So then if that's not the case, then get Whipler over to another position so he can play, so they can put him on the field.
Well, if they think he's good.
Thought he was good enough to play center last week.
He was all they had.
I know, but I mean, you still got to put guys out on the field.
There's a difference there.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
We've spent so much time this morning just kind of talking about, you know, whether Stefanski and Barry are coming back, where they're going to go, if they can go. I don't know.
What do you think of Florio saying, why make a change? What's different about this year?
I didn't disagree with it. I didn't disagree with what he was saying. The way he laid out the argument was, all right, go back at it again next year with this.
I can't imagine anybody who looked at this team before the season started and thought, yep, 12 wins.
What'd you say, 8, 7?
I thought they could get to 6 or 7.
If special teams would have come through this year, they probably would have.
You know, there's how great of a prediction is that? I think they'll be mediocre at best.
You've been here long enough. We've been through some 0-1 seasons.
Yeah, I know, but you know, and I was off, obviously. You know, I thought they'd be better than this.
I thought they'd have a couple more wins.
But see, that's where
they should have had a couple more wins.
Well, and Andy, that's where the coaching thing can't be ignored. You know, I thought they'd be a little better, but they haven't been.
What did you think of Florio saying that you could go back at this again with what you've got? And by the way, doesn't matter what you say, doesn't matter what I say, doesn't matter what you say at 216-474-0092, or you say to us at social media, them coming back is all in one place, Jimmy and D. If they want them back next year, they're back next year. Well, you can sit here and complain and yell and scream, or you could say this is about ticket sales, or this is about selling jerseys, or this is about putting a winner on the field. Mike also doubled down on the fact that, you know, losing in the standings doesn't necessarily mean losing as a business or losing in life. He made that crystal clear in the beginning, and he was right. Hey, so you know what? You're still making money.
Well, and you want to look big picture? Not only are you making money, you're putting a palace out in Brook Park. That's gone through.
Redoing Berea and going to Brook Park.
That's the biggest thing that happened this year. Let's not kid ourselves.
True.
You know, for the future of the franchise, future of the team, everything else. You don't think Browns fans are going to pack that thing when it's open?
I don't know, Jeff.
You're darn right they are.
If they continue to play like this, do you think they're going to? And I hear what some of the PSL prices could be. I mean, if the Haslams are smart, they would not crush ticket holders on PSL prices early on in this thing.
You know, you could just flat out take a look at this, and if you want to say this, is this the case? I don't know. Hey, not much matters until you get to Brook Park, and the entire plan is to have a team that does well enough the year before to give you optimism as you move into a new home. Seriously, Andy, next year could be atrocious. 2027 could be atrocious. If 2028 is pretty good, and then you move in 2029. My years are correct here, aren't they?
But you're
isn't
right.
2029 supposed to be the first year? Yeah,
are you building the Guardian Indian plan there though? Is that
I'm building just a sensible plan.
That's how that worked. Isn't
it is how that worked.
Yeah,
but 93 didn't make you think too much that the Guardians were going to be phenomenal. 94 did, and they were already in the new ballpark.
Right,
but seriously. If the year before the Dome opens, the team is pretty good, you don't think people are going to go nuts that next? Of course they are. They're Browns fans.
I think it depends on PSL prices. I think it depends on ticket prices. I don't.
Well,
right now,
that's valid.
There isn't a real
that's good. Valid.
There isn't. I'm excited about the Dome. I don't know that I'm excited about longtime season ticket holders or families that have been a part of this since the beginning that might get kind of squeezed out on. Having to pay an exorbitant fee for tickets to get into this thing. I mean, there's a reality to it. I get it. I understand it. Both you and I were excited about a Dome the first day we went on the air 14 years ago. We talked about it as a joke. Now it's going to be real.
The only thing that's not going to happen, it's not going to have our names on it.
Yeah, that's kind of weak.
We passed on the naming rights offer.
All right, we'll come back. We'll talk a little bit more about this. We will do some NFL rapid fire. Chris Fedor, who could be on fire.
We like fire Fedor.
He will join us at 1 o'clock. So all these things straight ahead. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. and a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.